hang on a quick second, just from a video editing standpoint, how many F-bombs can I drop? Like,
let's not do any of those. Yeah, I would, let's try to keep it as clean as we can. Hey, everybody, welcome on into the Big Access Podcast. We're really excited today to have a special guest with us to talk all about enterprise installations and what that means. There's a lot of definitions of enterprise out there, so I'm really excited to have Jose Saavedra. Did I say that right? Saavedra? How do you say your last name?
You got it right the second time.
Saavedra. Okay, so Jose is here with Bravas, who is a fantastic partner of ours, who does a variety of different security type projects and a variety of different end user applications. And so today they're going to talk to us all about a enterprise installation and how they're going about doing all that, how they bid out enterprise applications, and really ultimately what makes enterprise different. So thanks again for having, I guess, not for having you on, because that would be you thanking me, but I need to thank you. Thank you for coming on this week's episode of the Big Access Podcast, Jose.
Well, thanks for thanks, Brock, for having me on your podcast today.
Well, you are welcome.
I have I've definitely seen it a handful of times, and I enjoy the guests that you have on to talk about different things. So I'm an honor. It's an honor of mine to be here.
Well, good. I'm glad that you're here. I'm really excited to talk about this topic because there are so many different definitions of what enterprise is. And so it's kind of interesting to get what other people's definition of enterprise is. You know, in my situation, enterprise could be a business that has multiple different locations. It could be a business that has a bunch of different people. It could be, and with a bunch of different people, it becomes a bunch of different credentials that they have to manage. And then it could even be something that is, I guess it has to deal with managing multiple groups, multiple schedules, has multiple integrations. I mean, there's so many different things that makes up enterprise. So I'm excited to learn a little bit more about what your definition of enterprise is. But before we dive into that, I got to know, who is Bravas? Let's tell our listeners who you guys are, what you guys are all about, kind of how you guys got started in security.
Yeah, definitely. So Bravas is a... We have 14 locations around the country, right? We're a national, mostly residential integrator. We do kind of projects, all different sizes and scales when it comes to the residential audio, video, theater. That market kind of keeps going and going. Lighting control, shades, lighting fixtures. There's just so much that entails the integration side on the luxury residential side. Part of that is security, is surveillance, is access control, because some of these houses are compounds. Mm-hmm. And, we need to have access control to manage who's coming in and who's coming out of all of that. So Bravas, we're CE Pro's number one traditional retailer for 2023. Right. So, nice. We have a big market share. I think we're like 3 in the country for the most amount of jobs completed in a year, something about 15,000-16,000 projects a year amongst all of our locations. So we definitely dabble in a lot of different areas when you're doing all that kind of business, and access control is a part of it. And, having this partnership with you, with PDK, has just been something that we've had for a long time, even before the existence of Bravas.
Nice. So tell me a little bit about why you guys do partner with PDK. Ultimately, you guys have had this partnership, but why?
Bravas was formed amongst, I think it was about 14 or 15 original smaller integrators, right? Each one of them were doing their own thing, and just everybody wanted to make the industry better and better and better, right? And our location here, where we're based out of, in Indianapolis, Carmel area, right? We worked with PDK as Digitech, right? We used to do a lot of apartment complexes, and we had PDK as the backbone for access control for all the tenants and clubhouses and groups, kind of a lot of things that you were mentioning there. And then kind of we've maintained that as our transition when we created Bravis about five years ago now. We've created Bravis, and we've continued with that with just more opportunities because now we have a larger scale. And for us, working with PDK has just been something where we don't like to jump ship and try this and try that and try that, right? We find something that works. It works well. It gives us the features that we need. They listen to us. They implement new features. They implement things based on our feedback. It just allows us to be a better partner for you. And obviously at the same time, you to us. So that's kind of where that partnership, you know, with Bravis and PDK has come from for many, many years, even before Bravis existed.
Yeah, that's really cool. If you were to have to pick out one of your favorite features of PDK, what is it?
Oh, man.
Pressure's on.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's on now. I would definitely have to say just the ability to the PDK cloud, PDK.io was kind of a huge jump, right? We were doing PDK before PDK.io. Right, where we had the application devices in the boxes.
Yeah, dude, that old ACP, right?
Yeah, we had the old ACPs, and you know, we were like, oh, you need to make a change in your how far? Well, let's set up VPNs, and I mean, we were able to make it work, but definitely that jump to the PDK.io and being able to configure something and help somebody out remotely, and in a lot of applications, the end users have a lot of turnover. Right. So if like, hey, I have a new person, like we're getting stuck on this or they don't know how to do that, being able to help them remotely and support them remotely without having to do the whole entire, you know, horse and pony show where you have to go out there and take up everyone's time for just a 5-minute thing is just it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, and one thing you just brought up was the turnover, right? And the ability to quickly manage removing that user, or whenever you replace that user, add a new credential to that user. And that's really is very simple and easy with PDK. And I think that transitions us well into talking about enterprises, because enterprises do have a lot of different people that work there usually. And so with that, the more people that you have, right, there's going to be constant turnover as people come and go. And so the ability to be able to manage those users with a, you know, being able to have it be on a user-friendly system like PDK, I think is really important. But in your opinion, you know, what does make a business an enterprise-style business?
I think you've kind of hit on the a handful of times already, but scale is one. Locations, right? Like, there's just, you're going to have multiple businesses based on your scale and the amount of people that you have. Right. Some of the remote offices may only have 3 or 4 different people that work there, but there's still 3 or 4 different people that show up to that office, and you still have to manage, you know, that access and when they're in and when they're out and just kind of working through that. I mean, obviously, enterprise could mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people, but we've worked with a lot of businesses that treat their businesses as a business, mm-hmm. and they may have independent businesses and not necessarily treat it like, I have an enterprise and all of these are part of that enterprise, right? They kind of treat everything separately. So I think when there's that shift of just, instead of separate businesses, one enterprise, that's kind of where it becomes the aha moment that you've got a different animal that you're working with.
Yeah. And in your opinion, with all of these different enterprises that are out there, why do they specifically need security?
Well, it's interesting, right? Because security, if you're considering an enterprise, right? Like there is there's differences if you were like, let's say a realty company, or if you were a banking company, right? There's different levels of security, right? Where you have physical security, and then you also have kind of like that other layer of like, okay, I need to be secure with my locations and my people and who's coming and who's going and tracking and like the, you know, just the transition of getting your employees into their offices, into their buildings, and that whole process. And I think that's where kind of security kind of starts to really get very detailed, right? Because I know a lot of these locations from a, like, let's say a traditional security system, there's not much happening from a security system. Now, obviously, in the banking world, that could be a different application, but it's more of just like, hey, I need to be secure with my executives. Where do they park? How do they get into their parking spaces? I need to make sure that they're secure. They can get in, they can get out. And there's just lots of layers to that security. Who's got access to the building? When do they have access to the building? And you have to kind of go through their entire workflow. Like, what does this building do? What does this location do? What does this offsite location do? Hey, the world's getting a little bit weird. Are you sure you want to keep that door unlocked all day long? It leads out to the street. So there's lots of things that, you know, you have to take into consideration when working with enterprise and what the importance it is to them.
Yeah. And I think you covered on a lot of the uniqueness of enterprise situations and, you know, the needs of enterprise there. There's definitely some unique things that can be needed with enterprise solutions. You know, is that going to be things like, you know, anti-passback installations? Is that going to be integrations that need to happen with a VMS system or a, you know, it could be a kiosk that scans for, you know, COVID. It could be an in-out board. There's so many different things that could be needed at multiple different locations or areas of an enterprise business. And so I think, you know, when you're talking about how, when you're looking at an enterprise business, that we need to specifically go and look at every door and every need of every department, I think that's a really good, important point there that you made. So, For you guys, how do you guys go about finding different enterprises to go and bid? I mean, obviously, you guys said that you guys are, you do a lot in the residential sphere, but then you guys also do a lot in the commercial sphere. So how do you go about finding those jobs to go out and bid, and specifically enterprise style ones?
So it's interesting. So I'll have to insert a disclaimer here, right? I don't want a lot of people to go out and, you know, that's watching this and take up our business model, because it may not work for everyone, right? But a lot of our commercial and enterprise stuff comes through our residential market, right? It's because we're working with those executives, and because we're working with those CFOs, and because we're working with in the residential environment, right? They just kind of have that natural progression, be like, I want this experience in my office. I want this experience for my company. I want this experience, you know, in the rest of my life. Would be great to say that, but it's, you know, we're talking about technology and, you know, security here. But so a lot of our business comes from that, right? Just us providing the best support and the best experiences to our customers that allow us to get into that commercial space. Another big one for us is kind of having authentic partnerships with our manufacturers, right? Mm-hmm. Like just how we depend on you guys to provide us with good product and good features and good support, right? You, in turn, you expect us as the dealer to do the same to you, right? Provide your support, get your equipment out in people's faces and get it out there and get it installed and have it work right and have it be programmed right and have it, you know, because it kind of happens a lot where, you know, you could have a problem with your cable box at your house and everything is, you know, oh, it's all junk. This entire thing is terrible. Nothing works. No matter how good everything else is working because you're the free box the cable box provider gives you, the whole thing is just trash, right? So we don't want people to think like that of PDK, right? Because your name is on that card reader and that's what they see. And if it doesn't work because of something we did wrong, that's shame on us, right? So we definitely try to make sure that our clients have a great experiences with our manufacturers, right? And because of that experience, they refer, hey, we have we have PDK in one of our sister companies. We tried it out. We talk, hey, it's great. Let's do it in another building, right? Let's do it somewhere else and let's add it and add it and add it. So a lot of our philosophy, right? Since we are not dedicated to the commercial environment at this time, right? That's not our main focus. You know, we don't go through the traditional bidding channels for this. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is referrals from our clients, referral from the manufacturers being like, hey, we have a good potential client for you. We need you to put on your A game to sell it. And right, we have to present your hardware as best as we possibly can to show the clients that this is the right solution for them. So stop searching.
Yeah. No, that's great. I love it. And so when you do have that application where somebody comes to you, obviously you recommend PDK, but you know, in your opinion, why is PDK the brand that works best for these enterprise style situations?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the transition in people's mentality, right? I think you guys nailed it a while back ago when you came out with the PDK.io about that mobile first platform, right? I definitely think a lot of the focus that people want is how can I do this without having to come to the office to make a change because somebody needs to come in at this time, or hey, it's a holiday, our vacation schedules are all messed up, like how do I fix this? Or hey, you know, here in Indianapolis, we're going to get a great shot of the solar eclipse. And they're like, hey, everyone's taking the day off to go look at the solar eclipse for 3 minutes, right? Like,
yeah.
And so being able to make those adjustments on the fly on that mobile platform is kind of a big thing, right? That's definitely a big one. Another one is, right, when you're working with an enterprise, you've got layers and layers of IT company, of IT people that have their own layers of IT hardware and IT systems. And I think the compatibility that the PDK system has from a network perspective and how little it actually needs modifications, if any, to the actual network system is very big. Because on the IT guys, they look at your security, they look at what your requirements are, and they're like, perfect. This is going to work. It's not a big overhaul. They don't have to worry about all kinds of security risks and security problems, which is a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Cybersecurity is a big deal, and PDK does a great job of managing how their system works to make it an easy load for the IT departments of enterprises. And then the other part is kind of the deployment. It's a pretty easy deployment. Obviously, there's the physical side of it, and that's kind of it, that is what it is. OSDP is great because you only need 4 wires. If that's all you got, it's much better than having 5 or 6. so that's one little bit, but it also makes it easy to deploy and manage it, right? So not just from an integrator side, but manage it from the admin side. Who's running that internally? Right, it's a very easy management system, and obviously, kind of how I mentioned it before, like the cloud-based side is very important on the enterprise level. The fact that you can make a change to somebody's access that lives here but is moving to another part of the country, and just all you got to do is check 2 boxes. Okay, they now have access at the other door. All done. So those are some definite things that make it a great fit for us and for the enterprise market.
No, dude, you slayed it there. That was awesome. And you're exactly right. It's a perfect fit for enterprise applications. So if you haven't already looked at PDK, make sure you give us a call. We want to help you out with that. But Jose, we are out of time on this week's episode of the Big Access Podcast. So thanks again for taking the time to jump on, talk to us all about who Bravis is, all about enterprise applications. It's been a great episode.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
You bet. For those of you who have not already done so, be sure to subscribe to this podcast, give it a 5-star rating, and let us know if there's any particular topics that you want to learn about, and we'll be sure to throw that into an upcoming episode. Thank you again, and we will talk to you next time.